Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, getting ready to slide into this Friday evening. Thanks so much for having us on. Let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, recreational fees in Santa Rosa County are on the rise. Residents should anticipate higher charges for access to county parks and recreational facilities, as well as adjusted rates for hangar rentals, engineering services, and even animal services. SRC commissioners officially announced these rate changes on Thursday.
Number two.
And despite objections from local churches, Pensacola City Council members confirmed a drag queen Christmas will proceed at the Singer Theater on December 23rd. During Thursday's council session, a large hostile crowd demanded the city silence the event. Due to prior contractual obligations, officials say the show will go on. The performance is restricted to attendees aged 18 and older.
Number three.
Scampi residents are frustrated following the county commissioner's decision Thursday to implement a new fire service fee that nearly doubles the previous rate. The annual fire protection fee for residential property owners has been adjusted from approximately $125 per dwelling unit to $226 per unit under the revised policy. County commissioners unanimously affirmed that the increase was needed and essential. 515 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Yes, thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Aleve. Traffic and body pain can slow you down, but don't let the pain stop you. With just one pill, Aleve provides up to 12 hours of pain relief so you can keep moving. Use as directed. Let's see what we got here. Got some backups. Very severe at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also got some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp like we usually do this time every afternoon. And got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Those are your worst-looking spots right now. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Sunny mostly clear over the course of the next several days. And as we get into your next work week, it's going to be keeping a steady high of just around 90 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, a very interesting story to follow up on. Florida Commissioner of Education saying he will aggressively investigate teachers who post hateful content about Charlie Kirk. This move comes after several reports of educators posting despicable and vile comments about the assassination. If probable cause is determined, disciplinary action will be taken.
All right, and hundreds of students eligible for free medical, dental, and tutoring services this fall at Brentwood and West Pensacola Elementary as they join the Healthy Schools Escambia Initiative. Program leaders say the services will be tailored to each individual school's needs. The initiative is supported by grant funding from the United Way and other community partners. It will launch at the new schools next month.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, the trial for the man accused of plotting to assassinate then-candidate Donald Trump in Florida is moving along rapidly as a suspect represents himself. Well, Jessica Rosenthal has the latest from some of the law enforcement witnesses.
Several pieces of evidence have been brought to the witness stand, including the rifle Secret Service said was aimed at the Trump golf course through the bushes being manned by Ryan Ruth. The magazine, a single bullet in the chamber, the black metal plates acting as armor, two spray-painted bags, and a GoPro-type camera were all verified. The judge asked the jury if they wanted a closer look at any of this evidence, and they declined. An FBI special agent was on the stand for more than an hour. A West Palm Beach lieutenant, William Gale, also a bomb tech, testified that he climbed through the bushes to discover what they called a sniper's nest built looking out at the golf course. He testified that his team investigates items found using X-ray without having to first touch them. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the University of North Florida stepping up campus security following heightened concerns after the Charlie Kirk shooting at Utah Valley. UNF officials say police are on duty around the clock and have boosted their presence ahead of scheduled events, including a Saturday roundtable on art and technology. The university has also updated emergency response plans and is urging students and staff to stay alert and report anything suspicious.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. 518 News Radio 92.3. Miami International Holdings has officially opened a physical trading floor in Miami. Fox Business's Ashley Webster. You know, he has the latest report from Miami.
It really does mark a significant, I would say, landmark as Wall Street South. Certainly a lot of wealth, a lot of money has been flowing south for quite some time. Certainly it picked up during the COVID period, but it hasn't slowed. Businesses that moved between 2020 and 2023, 1,721 of those went to Florida. Texas picked up 470. Tennessee picked up 460. Of course, all three states have no state income tax. That is no coincidence. But I spoke with the CEO of Miami International Holdings, who's put this trading floor in place. And he said, make no mistake, there's a reason money is flowing south.
And Florida lawmakers want to change the state's official bird. Representatives James Mooney and Chip LaMarca filed a bill to change the state bird from a mockingbird to an American flamingo. A similar proposal has failed in the past. If this one passes, it will take effect in July of next year.
Is the American flamingo pink? Is that the bird we're talking about?
I would assume so.
Okay. I just thought they might notify, like, the pink flamingo, rather than the American flamingo being the pink bird.
I would assume it is pink, yes. I'll look it up, though.
Okay, mourners gathered Thursday in Tavares, Florida, to remember conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Christian Goodwin has the story.
A prayer vigil for the late Charlie Kirk held outside the Lake County Courthouse.
Lord, we remember Charlie Kirk's faith in you, that it was central to who he was.
Former Florida State Senator and Lake County property appraiser Kerry Baker calling for justice, but urging folks to resist responding with hatred and vengeance and instead find compassion.
We also pray for the healing in the broader community, for wounds that reach beyond a single event, wounds of division, of bitterness, anger, fear. Bind us together in the unity of your spirit.
Kirk was shot and killed Wednesday while speaking at an event at Utah Valley University. He was 31 years old. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Yes, the American flamingo is pink. We'll take a quick break.
There you go.
It's 5:20 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you. We'll also get you another quick check of your roads and weather before we send you into the Fox News bottom of hour update right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday, join the Vitas Healthcare and Pensacola Humane Society on North Q Street for a 9/11 community remembrance event from 11 till 3. See PensacolaHumane.org for more info. The Upper Room's annual Mission 5K will be held Saturday starting at 8 on Pensacola Beach. Proceeds will benefit the church's missions. Find out more at UpperRoomPensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23 News Radio 92.3. Another busy day in Utah as Governor Spencer Cox announced the arrest of Tyler Robinson, a suspect in the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. David Spunt has the latest.
He's 22 years old. He's from southern Utah. And that's where he was arrested several hundred miles south of where authorities say he shot and killed Charlie Kirk on Wednesday. Tyler Robinson taken into custody after a family friend coordinated with a Robinson family member to get him to authorities. Now, he's now in a Utah County jail, the same county where this tragic shooting took place. Authorities say that he was identified by his car, his clothing. They also found messages on the bullets. We now know more about what was written on one of those bullets. "Hey, fascist, exclamation point, catch." Authorities released surveillance photos of him. They say he wore an outfit before he pulled the trigger, and then he was wearing that same outfit he was originally wearing when he was picked up.
5:24, News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we're watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market's results.
The major averages taking a pause and finishing the trading week mixed for the day, but up for the week following a record-setting run ahead of the Fed's highly anticipated decision on interest rates next week. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer. On the IPO front, Gemini Space Station, a crypto brokerage firm run by the Winklevoss twins, made its Wall Street debut today with its stock spiking over 14% from its initial public offering price of $28. The Dow winners, Apple, Microsoft, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Sherwin-Williams, Amgen, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 274 points, the Nasdaq up 98, S&P 500 down 3. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
5:25, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. And this is a much-needed check of your roads because we had several issues at our last check, and it seems like they're lingering. Got some problems on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. But your worst spot, without a doubt, is the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. So I'd try to avoid that area, if at all possible. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 72 this evening. It's going to be sunny, mostly clear over the next several days, just like we've had for the past several days so far. But we're going to be sitting at a steady high every step of the way of around 90.
We all need to thank the Saharan dust for our weather. And that's what's keeping it really nice and warm and sunny, because Central and South Florida, they don't have it so nice. Florida is bracing and facing heavy rainstorms this weekend. Brandi Campbell, she's down in Miami this afternoon, standing in the rain.
This week, Florida isn't proving itself as the sunshine state. Instead, the rainy season is taking over day after day. In Miami, where the National Weather Service records show over 10 inches of rain have fallen in the city this month, making it the fourth wettest September since record keeping began in 1895. This week, we've seen flooding reports impacting the city, along with reports of downed power lines and trees. Through Saturday, Southeast Florida will be under a level 2 out of 4 risk for flash flooding with a few inches of rain possible. Download the Fox Weather app for the latest. In Miami, I am Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
And Senate Republicans looking to speed up the confirmation of President Trump's nominees for key executive branch positions. Lawmakers voted 53-45 to establish a new rule that allows the Senate to confirm an unlimited number of nominees rather than process each one individually. Republicans say the rule will allow their own senators to object to individual nominees, but the minority party will not be able to do the same.
Well, first it was D.C., now Memphis. They got a raging, surging crime problem there. Jeff Manasso is following the story on News Radio 92.3.
President Donald Trump says unlike Chicago, he has the support from Memphis's Democrat mayor and Tennessee's governor to help end the city's crime problem, telling Fox and Friends that resources are coming.
The National Guard and anybody else we need. And by the way, we'll bring in the military too if we need it.
Since the troop surge to D.C., the city's Democrat mayor has cited a dramatic decrease in crime. The president also saying that he's being urged by supporters to still tackle crime in Chicago, that he's eyeing other cities for potential help, including New Orleans and St. Louis. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And the Greeley Police Department in Colorado warning people about getting child sex abuse material through the mail. The material came with threads demanding people pay in cryptocurrency to avoid being reported to the FBI and Homeland Security for possessing the stuff. Investigators say the mail had no return address, but from the stamps, it's believed that the mail originated from Canada.
528 News Radio 92.3. A false report of an active shooter leads to an actual shooting at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. Here's Chris Foster.
There was an on-campus lockdown at the Naval Academy because of what turned out to be a false report that a disgruntled, dismissed midshipman had returned, armed, posing as military police, knocking on dormitory doors. A Navy student sheltering in the dorms under that lockdown order mistook a real naval security officer clearing the building as the falsely reported active shooter, hitting him in the head with a parade rifle used for training. The officer fired his gun, hitting the midshipman in the arm. That person is now hospitalized in stable condition. The initial threat came from an anonymous online chat platform traced to the computer of a midshipman who left the academy and was confirmed to be at his parents' house in the Midwest. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And circling back to weather here, much of the U.S. nationally will be feeling a heat wave this weekend. Forecasters say afternoon temperatures of 90 degrees or more are expected across the central and eastern U.S. through Sunday as warm air travels up from the south and pushes north into the Midwest and along the east coast. 90-degree temperatures are predicted from Texas to the Great Lakes, and highs in the 80s are possible along the eastern seaboard.
Okay, here's a tropical update for you. Strong wind shear, dry, dusty air have limited storms this hurricane season. Now today, NHC forecasters are monitoring a tropical wave off Africa that may develop into a depression next week. No activity is expected in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days. So go ahead and smile. Looking good out there. Sports coming up in five. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Utah's Governor Spencer Cox announcing that a 22-year-old male is under arrest, accused in the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk at a Utah University campus. Donald Trump Jr., a friend of Kirk's, joined Fox saying when the left is losing an argument, they turn to violence.
Charlie's crime was talking about God, family, country, all those things that are verboten to Democrats. God forbid you like those things.
On the Fox News channel, Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen says Kirk was a person who looked to reach out across the aisle.
This one hurts. And it hurts because it was absolutely senseless. And I think that's why, be it from the left or the right, are all shaken up by this because it was so senseless.
Several Democratic leaders like former President Obama have denounced political violence. Police believe the suspect acted alone. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for plays, spins, and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Georgia Tech last year defeated Miami and then lost in 8 overtimes to Georgia. However, before the season started, everyone in the ACC was talking about Clemson and Miami. On Saturday, though, Clemson plays Georgia Tech, and this is a statement game for the Yellow Jackets. And if Georgia Tech wins, then at bare minimum, they should be playing in the ACC championship game later this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to kick off the fun? Chumba Casino is your go-to game plan. During halftime or overtime, from spinning slots to instant scratch-style cards, it's like running the perfect play. All from home. New players score a free welcome bonus and daily logins with a shot at some serious prizes every time you play. Get in the game and visit ChumbaCasino.com today. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Adams Homes, in conjunction with AcroSure Mortgage, invites you to a special pop-up home expo. It's happening tomorrow from 10 till 2 at Turtle Creek, a new cottage home neighborhood community featuring completed homes ready to move in now. At Turtle Creek, you'll find beautiful and affordable new homes, plus vendors, giveaway drawings, even food trucks. Adams Home agents will be on hand to show and discuss unbelievable purchase incentives, plus lenders with AcroSure Mortgage to answer all your questions. AcroSure Mortgage is a top 20 national leader in home underwriting, processing, and closing, offering great rates and extensive home loan product options. Real-time loan updates and available when you need them most. Don't miss it. The Pop-Up Home Expo, tomorrow from 10 till 2 at the new Adams Homes Turtle Creek Cottage Homes Community, just off Highway 29, 3 miles north of the paper mill in Cantonment. Brought to you by Adams Homes and Expo sponsor AcroSure Mortgage. You may think that when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do what they're supposed to do and pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology, 888-774-7557 or Claimology.com. Claimology, now, the art and science of application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, recreational fees in Santa Rosa County are on the rise. Residents should anticipate higher charges for access to county parks and recreational facilities, as well as adjusted rates for hangar rentals, engineering services, and animal services. SRC commissioners officially announced these rate changes yesterday.
Number two.
Despite objections from local churches, Pensacola City Council members confirmed a Drag Queen Christmas will proceed at the Sanger Theater on December 23rd. During Thursday's council session, a large hostile crowd demanded the city silence that event due to prior contractual obligations. Officials say that show's going to go on. The performance is restricted to attendees ages 18 and over.
Number three.
Anaskambia residents are frustrated following the county commissioner's decision Thursday to implement a new fire service fee that nearly doubles the previous rate. The annual fire protection fee for residential property owners had been adjusted from around $125 per dwelling unit to $227 per unit under the revised policy. County commissioners unanimously affirmed that the increase is essential.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, UWF Center for Cybersecurity receiving $2 million to expand a statewide cybersecurity training program for public employees. Well, the funding supports certification prep, advanced instruction, and even hands-on exercises to improve state and local agency security. Training is free for eligible personnel.
All right. And an Escambia County man reportedly attempted to commit suicide as deputies were about to speak with him regarding allegations of a sexual assault. Happened last Thursday. 59-year-old Edward Lewis was accused of sexually assaulting a victim under 12 years old. The allegations were reported to the sheriff's office earlier this month.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
From the 8. To the outside, wide open touchdown, Tucker Graham.
NFL Week 2 kicked off in Green Bay, Wisconsin on Amazon Prime Video Thursday. The Packers got two touchdown passes from Jordan Love and beat the Commanders 27-18. Green Bay is 2-0 for the first time since the 2020 season. Love connected with tight end Tucker Kraft six times for 124 yards. He also found Romeo Doubs for a five-yard touchdown. The Packers quarterback threw for 290 yards, no interceptions. Josh Jacobs ran for a two-yard touchdown for Green Bay, which dropped the Commanders to 1-1. Washington had a painful night. The Commanders lost running back Austin Eckler to an Achilles injury in the fourth quarter. And also defensive end Dietrich Wise went down, carted off the field with a quadriceps injury. Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels finished the night 24-42 for 200 yards with touchdown passes to Zach Ertz and Deebo Samuel.
Well, with Judge leading off with a home run in the first inning, he's leading off the third. He's one away from Joe DiMaggio, which would move him into a tie with Joe D for fourth place on the Yankees' all-time list. High drive, left center field, Green back, track, wall, see ya! Another home run for Judge. He has tied Joe DiMaggio for fourth place on the Yankees' all-time home run list and also picks up his 100th ribby of the year.
On the YES Network, Aaron Judge's two home runs Thursday with President Trump in attendance on 9-11 helped the Yankees beat the Tigers 9-3. 361 career home runs for Judge, who needs 132 more to move up the Yankees' all-time list and catch Lou Gehrig. New York moved a half game ahead of Boston in the standings, set to visit the Red Sox tonight at Fenway Park. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and we got our Buffalo Rock High School football game of the week on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. Kickoff at 7 p.m., that game between Walton and West Florida. You can find ESPN Pensacola on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, here's some other games tonight. You might want to take in Tate at Milton, Escambia, Panama City Bay, Montgomery Catholic at Pensacola Catholic, Pine Forest at Choctaw, Destin at Pensacola High, Panama City Mosley at Navarre, Northview at Central, the Walton West Florida ESPN Pensacola game, and then Jay against Baker. The two teams getting byes this week, Pace and Gulf Breeze. Saturday, UWF takes on Shorter, kickoff at 6 up on campus at Penn Airfield. So there's some of the local games to watch.
Absolutely, and tomorrow we'll see one of boxing's most anticipated matches take place. Undisputed super middleweight champion Canelo Alvarez will defend his title against undefeated WBA junior middleweight champion Terrence Crawford. Netflix will stream the fight live with coverage starting at 8 p.m.
Okay, very interesting. The state of Maine continues to resist an executive order barring transgender families, specifically females, from playing in girls' scholastic sports. Tom Rigotti has more.
The Maine Principals Association, a nonprofit that oversees school sports in the state, is asking a judge to quash a Justice Department subpoena seeking the names of all students playing scholastic sports. Their lawyer says the MPA is willing to provide some documents, but not information that's overly broad in the name of protecting confidential student names and school records. The federal government says its request is highly relevant and, quote, proportional to the needs of this important case concerning boys playing sports designated for girls. In so doing, the Trump administration accuses Maine of violating the anti-discrimination Title IX law. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, an appeals court says the Trump administration can continue to block Medicaid funds to Planned Parenthood while the case works its way through the legal system. Tanya J. Powers has the details.
The Boston-based First Circuit Court of Appeals is clearing the way for the Trump administration to implement part of his tax and spending bill that would deprive Planned Parenthood of Medicaid funding. The appeals court has put on hold a July injunction by a lower court judge that said the law likely violated the Constitution by targeting Planned Parenthood for providing abortions. Planned Parenthood, which also offers medical services like contraception, pregnancy tests, and STD testing, released a statement saying more than a million patients would now be unable to use Medicaid at its centers and vows to continue to fight the law. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the Cleveland Clinic reminding parents to limit screen time for their children or risk facing mental health issues and struggles in school. Pediatrician Gina Robinson says it's recommended children have no more than 2 hours of screen time a day, which includes tablets, TV, and phones. She says excessive screen time can result in a disruption in homework, sleep, and other parts of a child's routine.
543 News Radio 92.3. Nice afternoon. A lot of sunshine. Temps in the 80s today. A promising cancer vaccine given the green light in Russia. Let's hope it works. Here's Sue Guzman.
Saying it's safe and ready, Russian government officials are announcing what they say is an ambitious new immunization that could offer hope to those with colorectal cancer. In early clinical trials, results suggest that Enteromix may be nearly 100% effective. It reportedly reduces tumors and slows their progression without the harsh effects of chemotherapy and radiation. Some medical experts, however, are cautioning that while the vaccine does offer hope, more research on the vaccine is necessary before it's considered a breakthrough. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Well, if you're thinking about maybe making a trip up to the Northeast, you might want to be aware of this. The FDA issuing today a recall for cookies from a Connecticut bakery that contains several undeclared ingredients that are linked to cancer. Ted Linder has more.
The FDA is recalling several cookies from Jean Marie Bakery in Connecticut for containing undeclared allergens and food dyes. Six products sold at stores like Stop and Shop and Price Chopper and sold at some of them under the label Nardelli may contain almonds, sesame, and dyes linked to cancer and ADHD. One ingredient, almonds, can cause life-threatening allergic reactions. So far, no illnesses have been reported. Consumers with allergies are urged to return the cookies immediately. Sales have been suspended while the issue is addressed. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Yeah, it's been a very eventful afternoon on the roads here. But really, right now, we only have one major spot. Actually, make that two. If you are traveling westbound on I-10, passing the I-110 north ramp, we still have congestion there. Should hopefully die down over the course of the next 15, 20 minutes or so. As for your second spot, it's going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, traveling towards Highway 87. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up, though. So thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Please continue to do so as you head home this weekend. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Next several days are going to be sunny, mostly clear, just like what we've had recently. Steady high of 90 degrees every step of the way.
Nice conditions locally. However, showers possible for parts of the West as things heat up for the central part of the U.S. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the forecast.
A fairly quiet weather pattern as we head into the weekend. Showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for sections of the West, the High Plains, and South Florida, where a frontal boundary continues to usher in rain and storms that could lead to possible flooding. Temperatures are warming up over the central and eastern U.S., while much cooler air moves into the Intermountain West. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
A new Fox News poll measured the confidence in the president, the economy, and what the federal government is actually up to. Cornell Scott has more on this report on News Radio 92.3.
President Trump's job performance rating is what it was last month, 46% approve, 54% disapprove. The opinion of the economy is dropping. Last month, 32% rated it excellent or good. Now that number is 29%. The biggest issue for families, 58% say grocery prices, 49% housing costs. Gas prices are at 33%. More people, 37%, still say the economy is a more important issue than any other in the country. Americans' opinions of the federal government lowering crime in major cities, 53% say they like the idea. 46% don't. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Apple is postponing the launch of its new iPhone Air model in China due to regulatory issues surrounding its eSIM design. Wireless carriers in China need a special license from the government before they can sell a new device with an eSIM. Auto finance fintech company LendBuzz filing a IPO prospectus today. The Boston-based firm is said to be targeting a valuation of around $1.5 billion, according to CNBC. Shares of Pfizer and Moderna falling today after a report that Trump administration health officials plan to link COVID vaccines to the deaths of 25 children. That report from the Washington Post alleges officials plan to include the claim in a presentation next week to a key vaccine panel that advises the CDC. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed to end the week, with the Dow falling more than 270 points and the Nasdaq setting a fresh record for the fifth straight day. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, federal officials propose millions in fines against Boeing after a slew of safety violations between 2023 and 2024. Christian Goodwin has more following the story for us today.
The Federal Aviation Administration proposing more than $3.1 million in fines against the Boeing company for safety violations, including actions related to the Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 mid-air emergency last year and for interfering with safety officials' independence. The agency says it identified hundreds of quality system violations at Boeing's 737 factory in Washington State and its subcontractor 737 factory in Kansas, noting Boeing presented two unairworthy aircraft to the FAA for airworthiness certificates, and a Boeing employee pressured another employee working on behalf of the FAA to sign off on a 737 MAX airplane so the company could meet its delivery schedule. The FAA says Boeing has 30 days to respond. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And a strike at the University of Minnesota, putting the Farm Aid Concert Festival in jeopardy. Farm Aid organizers said their artists, production team, and partners won't cross the picket line. While they are looking at possibly moving locations, they could cancel the festival altogether. Farm Aid said in a statement that the farm and labor movements are inseparable and that the university must return to the bargaining table in good faith. The annual festival, founded by Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and John Mellencamp, is just over a week away.
Yeah, it sounds like politics getting involved in that event.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, you got it. The future of Eurovision is uncertain as more countries threaten to boycott the contest if Israel is allowed to participate. Michelle Polino has the rest.
Eurovision 2026 is facing its biggest political crisis in decades, with broadcasters threatening to withdraw if Israel is allowed to compete. Ireland's national radio and television broadcaster RTE was first to announce it would not participate, citing the ongoing and appalling loss of lives in Gaza, the killing of journalists, and restrictions on media access. The Netherlands followed, as well as Slovenia, while Spain's culture minister called for RTVE to withdraw if Israel remains. Iceland has said its involvement is uncertain until the EBU General Assembly makes a decision in December. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
And mortgage rates are down this week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said Thursday that the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 6.25%. That's down from 6.5% last week. It's the biggest weekly drop in a year, but rates are still higher than they were this time last year. Mortgage applications were up more than 9% last week.
Yeah, we were watching those numbers. They're holding pretty steady today. An iconic fashion brand could be seeing big changes after the death of its founder. Yeah, we're talking about Armani here. Jenny Casola has the story.
Giorgio Armani was known for keeping control over his business, but in Armani's will, he instructs his heirs to gradually sell the fashion brand or seek a stock listing. Armani died earlier this month. He was 91. He had no children. His closest relatives and collaborators are instructed to sell 15% of the company within 18 months, with a second sale of at least 30% after 3 to 5 years. If the second sale doesn't happen, the heirs are advised to take the business public. The Giorgio Armani Foundation, created to protect the brand, holds at least 30%. The will also distributes his homes, possessions, and the use of his yacht. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
5:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with one final check of your roads and weather this hour, but also some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on this Friday evening edition of News Radio 92.3.
Down, set, hut! We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn Ends. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, we used to call that driving music. News Radio 92.3.
Maybe if you're driving fast.
Yeah, exactly. 5:55, Austin Price. Sticking his head in here, ready to go. He's got the traffic and weather together.
Indeed I do. Let's see what we got here. Hopefully not much. Do have a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway still if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Same could be said for I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. But those spots are dying down slowly but surely, so they shouldn't be giving you trouble for much longer. And outside of that, roads are looking pretty clear. So thank you for staying safe out there. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 72. Sunny, mostly clear the past few days, and that's how it's going to be for the next few heading into your next work week. A steady high of around 90 degrees every step of the way.
Here's today's pop culture news.
The wagers are hitting the table. Yep, Amazon is betting you're going to ride in a self-driving taxi in Las Vegas. Evan Brown has more.
Amazon's autonomous vehicle division called Zoox is now offering robo-taxi rides in Las Vegas, offering service to spots around the Strip. Unlike autonomous cars built by Google's Waymo or by Uber or Tesla, Zoox vehicles are not repurposed versions of regular cars. Zoox look like mini trolleys with large seating areas and personal infotainment screens. Zoox rides are arranged through its own app available on both Google and iOS. The company says on its website that after Vegas, service will soon come to San Francisco, Austin, Texas, and Miami. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And social media being credited with helping arrest a woman accused of stealing a taco truck in California. When the truck was stolen, owner Betty Ramirez posted the truck's license plates on her Instagram account 24 hours later. An Instagram user saw the van in the parking lot of an L.A. area motel and alerted police. Police and Betty showed up as the woman was leaving the motel, the suspect taken into custody. Ramirez says the van is missing about $2,000 worth of her equipment.
And probably a lot of food, too. Nothing is sacred any longer. Let me tell you, the taco van is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Or at least what made it a taco van.
You got it. The trial for the man accused of plotting to assassinate then-candidate Donald Trump, well, is moving along. His case is moving along rapidly as he is representing himself. Jessica Rosenthal has the latest from some of the law enforcement people that are witnesses and not so much the gentleman, Ryan Ruth.
Edgar Woodham is leaving Saturday Night Live after seven seasons. She wrote on Instagram that reads in part, "The hardest part of a great party is knowing when to say goodnight." She then thanked Lorne Michaels, the cast, crew, and writers for their friendship and brilliance. Woodham joined SNL as a featured player in 2018. Before SNL, she performed with the Upright Citizens Brigade and was named a new face at Just for Laughs in 2016. Her exit comes amid a broader shakeup at SNL ahead of season 51, which will see new cast members join as others, including Devin Walker, Emil Joaquin, Michael Longfellow, and Heidi Gardner, depart. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Several pieces of evidence have been brought to the witness stand, including the rifle Secret Service said was aimed at the Trump golf course through the bushes being manned by Ryan Ruth. The magazine, a single bullet in the chamber, the black metal plates acting as armor, two spray-painted bags, and a GoPro-type camera were all verified. The judge asked the jury if they wanted a closer look at any of this evidence, and they declined. An FBI special agent was on the stand for more than an hour. A West Palm Beach lieutenant, William Gale, also a bomb tech, testified that he climbed through the bushes to discover what they called a sniper's nest built looking out at the golf course. He testified that his team investigates items found using X-ray without having to first touch them. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, here's a sad story. Leaders of a Georgia-based church charged with stealing from parishioners serving in the military. Here's Lisa Lacero.
House of Prayer Christian Churches of America founder Ronnie Dennis and seven others are facing federal charges of conspiring to commit bank fraud and wire fraud and other federal crimes. Prosecutors say the church raked in $23 million in benefits by enrolling soldiers and others in seminary programs that used up their GI Bill education benefits. And they claim parishioners' names were used on fraudulent mortgage applications that the church then rented to its members. In addition, prosecutors say they're not even sure Ronnie Dennis is the church leader's real name, claiming he took that name after stealing someone's identity in 1983. Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
Okay, if you've been wanting that reusable Sabrina Carpenter cup from Dunkin', they're free today. Well, sort of. The reusable Sabrina cups will be available with the purchase of any Daydream refresher while supplies last. This is News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.